And away we go. Another week. I can't believe how fast time is going. It's unbelievable. Time truly is like a winged chariot. Only sometimes in my life it feels like someone standing behind the horse with a pitchfork, prodding him in the tuchus. I can't believe it's flying by like this. Maybe it's the excitement, the satellite fun. I don't know what it is. Hi, you made it through.
Hey.
Yes.
Who's this?
It's the Grease Man.
Yo, Grease Man.
What's up?
It's a little orphan from Jackson, New Jersey.
Yeah, buddy. Well, thanks for calling me up. What can I do for you?
Oh, man, love your show. Just picking it up out here for the last couple of days.
Hey, that's great. Well, thank you.
I've been wondering, do you got any way I can pick up some of your stuff on transcript?
Actually, no, we don't do any transcripts or any of that stuff. Oh, you want to repeat the stories, eh, you rascal? Oh,
you know what I like? I heard that doodahs are a guy's best friend the other day, and I agree with you 100%.
I mean, Eddie, only thing, she won't let you down, huh?
You got that right.
All right.
I've been trying to get my old lady to listen to you, and she says she's a little bit skeptical about it.
Skeptical.
Oh, well, same difference.
Yeah, why is she skeptical?
I want you to pour one of your big martinis for her.
Well, let me talk to the woman.
Let you talk to her?
Yeah.
She's in the other room cleaning the john right now. I could get her for you.
She's cleaning the john?
Well, that ain't my job. I got big martinis to drink, too.
All right, let me talk to her a second.
Oh, okay, well, hold on a minute.
Woman's cleaning the john this time of night? Hideous, hideous. You would think one would be making dinner. The scent of lightly braised beef would be filling the air. Instead,
hold on a minute. It's my lady Lisa.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Lisa. You going to give my show a chance, little miss?
Excuse me?
It's the Grease Man.
How you doing?
Your husband asked me to talk to you. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Good. Well, you going to give me a chance? Listen to the show? We'll shriek? We'll tell you some jokes?
Okay.
What do you think?
Sounds good.
You really cleaning the toilet this time of night?
Yeah, I don't get home till 8 o'clock.
Man, oh man.
I know.
So you're in there scrubbing away with the toilet duck?
Yep.
That thing that goes around going...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a nasty job at this time of night.
It is pretty nice. Did you make dinner yet?
It's in the oven now.
Hideous. I just can't imagine that. You got the scent of dinner wafting through the house, and there you are on your hands and knees with a hideous sponge frothing up the throne. I just can't imagine that. I mean, that's something you do noon, maybe, you know, or before you go to work. Not while you're cooking dinner. Hey, that looks like a great pot roast. Hang on a second, honey. Let me go clean the bathroom. It's not the right thing you do. Stinking job like that. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not that I haven't had a stinking job or two in my life. Back when I used to be a doctor. Oh, God. My specialty? OBGYN. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" Yes, I was a gynecologist. And I remember one day, I was sitting in my office adjusting the valve on my gas mask when my assistant came walking in. She said, "Dr. Grease, I have a full waiting room." I said, "All right, bring him in." First woman that came in, I had bad news for. Oh, I said, "Oh, yes. Miss Hildebrand, sit down a second. Your test came back from the lab. I'm sorry. You have terminal cancer. There's nothing that can be done." She said, "My God, aren't you the blunt one? I mean, I kind of suspected that's what it was. But for you to come in and you just tell me you've got terminal cancer, there's no hope. Could you give me like a good news, bad news scenario?" I said, "All right. Okay, bad news is terminal cancer." She said, "Well, what's the good news?" I said, "Come here a second." We tippy-toed over to the door. I cracked it open a second. I said, "You see that receptionist there, Miss Hotchkiss? I'm nailing her. Have a nice day. That'll be $52.50, please." The next woman that came in to see me said, "Doc, I have a very intimate problem." I said, "Oh, sweet. Close the door. What is it?" She said, "Well, it's not really life-threatening." I said, "What is it?" She said, "Well, when I tinkle." "Yes," I said, "yes, yes." She said, "It comes out in four separate streams, each one unique and distinctive." I said, "Really? All right. right, get up in the old stirrups here. Let me take a look at that thing. See what we can figure out. All right, scoot down, scoot down, scoot down. Oh, God, that is enough. All right, let me see here. She said, Doctor, shouldn't you be wearing a rubber glove? I said, it's just a formality. You and I, we go back, don't we? Huh? All right, let me see what we got here now. Four streams. Aha! I found the answer! She said, is it a deformity? I said, no, it's a man's trouser button.
It's the all-new Grease Man Show.